The Dragon Reread is brought to you by the Armadillo Podcasting Club. Hello there, welcome to the Dragon Reread. We are watching the Wheel of Time TV show. I'm Jeff Light.
I'm Alice Sullivan.
And I'm Michael Sparkman.
And today we're going to watch episode 6 of season 2 of the Wheel of Time. So
last time was the best episode ever,
yes,
right?
Like, yeah. Last time, I would say that cracked the low B's.
Whoa, so we're out of C tier.
Well, briefly.
F tier.
Yeah. I would say that was downright partially watchable.
I said it before, but I really enjoyed the way that they did the Shan Chen. They obviously did their own thing with it, with the colors and the style and so on, but it's like it ticks all the boxes as far as it's like this weird, otherworldly, like impenetrable culture, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about fantasy or fantasy shows, but like they're pretty unique in their own way, right? The Shan Chen culture?
I haven't seen anything quite like this.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It was nice to see something new because they've just been relying on all these old tired tropes. Not that the book doesn't have a lot of tropes,
yeah,
but
standard fantasy crap.
Sure, sure.
And the Shan Chen are supposed to be a completely other, non, like, Tolkien-derived European medieval fantasy setting, and they nailed it.
Yeah. Looks great.
I think that, honestly, those long fingernails just look gross. There's something about really long fingernails that gross me out.
I think that that's, like, a generally understood, like, human feeling. Like, long, like, the super long fingernails, like, they're gonna be dirty, right? There's no way you can keep that clean.
Mm-mm. Right. How can you wipe your butt?
You with your long fingernail, there's, you know, yeah.
I actually am liking the Celine stuff, even though they've made her freaking Wolverine or whatever.
Yeah.
I just think that actress is good. I think she's really scary. I think that when Rand is just shutting up and running around, it's great. When he's talking, it's not so good.
Wait, isn't he in Lanfear's like dream sex dungeon right now?
That's where we left him.
Yeah.
Or sex world. Welcome to sex world.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just a dungeon. It's a whole sex planet.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
All right. When you hear from us next, we will have watched episode 6 of season 2 of The Wheel of Time. And we're back. We just watched episode 6 of season 2 of The Wheel of Time. What'd you think?
Oh, man. Egwene's thing was, it was rough, right? Like, I think that the way that they portrayed Rena was kind of chilling, I guess. Like, her like, manipulative, like, oh, I'm going to be so good to you. And then, like, progressing into this, like, worse and worse kind of... It was real, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say that this plot right now with Egwene and the Shan Chen is as close to the book as anything we've seen so far. Unfortunately, this was the part of the book we probably hated the most.
It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch.
This is the reason I didn't like in the book. It's just this horrible, long torture porn segment that doesn't seem to really have much purpose.
No.
And they executed it, unfortunately. They executed that well, like nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way that the coloring worked and, like, the with her having to, like, breaking her down, it's just, whew, yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, and the actress who played Rena, she killed it, she nailed it.
Yeah, she has this like, kind of bug-eyed fanatic thing.
Yeah, creepy as fuck, of, like, this weird flat affect. It worked.
Yeah, I think that they did a good job. Egwene did a good job, too. The actress, I forget her name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Madeline Madden, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She did a good job with the acting all... nothing actually happened to her, right? She just is acting like pain is happening to her.
Yeah. She's doing well.
Yeah. And the way that she was, like, broken down, well, like, that she carried that amazingly, actually.
Yeah.
I think that was phenomenal.
And I hate it. Yep. I hate it in the books. I hate watching this now. I think it has no place in the story.
Mm-mm.
I think the books, well, you guys know, I think the books would be strictly better if you just deleted the Shan Chen from them completely.
Wait, what? Elaine going to the Aiel, did that happen before or after she was a prisoner of the Shan Chen?
Egwene, afterwards.
She went to the IO afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Because that was like, she keeps going places where they beat her up.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, it gets progressively less horrible, which is, I'm sure, a joke that we made.
Right, yeah.
What can you do to me that the Shanshan didn't already do?
And then eventually when she's back in the White Tower and they're trying to beat her in submission and they're like
spanking her with a slipper. Yeah. she's like, whatever, bitches. I'm Egwene.
She's like, psychological brain torture is what I'm used to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They get on my level.
Yeah.
There was that. The Selene Lanfear sex world in dreams turned out to be a damn squib, like nothing.
I know. There was like hardly any like sex dungeon at all, actually. It was like, all right, I'll take you off the wheel and we can go.
Yeah. Know. He's like, why don't you take me off the wheel? And she's like, okay. I thought this was going to be a whole thing.
But I guess Rand is like leaning into the Lanfear thing. Like, are we going to have to give him a couple name? Like Randfear or
Randfear.
Something? Yeah.
I can't think of a good one. Yeah, I think Randfear is good.
Salute their
Landfeared. Huh?
Landfeared.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, right? She's supposed to be seductive. Like, can he trust her? Can he not trust her? Even though she's wearing, like, Queen of the Night evil getup the whole time.
Her outfit was so cool. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Cate Blanchett in the Thor movies. Remember Hela or whatever her name was?
Yeah.
Except not dumb looking, just baller looking.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's like she has like giant black devil horns on her.
It was so good.
Yeah,
they had like the light shining, so it was like shining onto his glistening abs.
Yeah.
She was dressed like the Frostbank Tower.
And she's like, no, you can trust me.
I don't know. It seems like we're doing a thing where everyone's like deciding to work with the Forsaken for some reason. So Rand's doing it, and Min continues to work with Ishmael, sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
That really bugs me, actually, because that's such an un-Min thing to do, is to... Yeah, it feels weird to me, you
They
know?
Have done her character dirty. When we first met her, I was excited because she was, like, really just cool, and that's Min. Like, she's really cool, right? Like,
yeah.
They never mentioned tattoos, but if they had had tattoos, she would have had tattoos, like, totally. Like the actress does, you know?
And I was, like, really into the idea of, like, a Min-Matt, like, spin-off adventure.
Yeah,
but
sure,
like,
why not?
But now Matt's like, oh, you're working for the bad guys, so fuck you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was even weird. We even pointed out in that scene where he's like, how do you know Rand? But she does know Rand. She met Rand.
Yeah, it came into her bar.
She met all of them, yeah.
She could just say, I met Rand.
Yeah.
And it would be true.
But be like, I don't remember that. Oh shit, that was the last actor who played Matt.
Yeah, he has no memories from the previous actor who played Matt. It's very confusing.
Yeah, he's from another turning of the age.
Yeah,
this new actor hasn't actually watched the first season.
And there was another thing too, where there was this whole bit where Lanfear shows Rand Egwene. Oh yeah, she's super fucked up, bro. And then he's like, where is she? You have to tell me where she is. And she won't tell him because she's like, you have to trust me. I don't know why she won't tell him.
Lanfear, you know?
But then in the next scene, he's like, she's in Thalm. I've got to go get her. That doesn't connect. How did he...
No.
It
was an issue.
Maybe I missed it,
where
but
she was.
I don't know how I figured that out.
Maybe they cut out something?
I feel like it just doesn't make sense. It's just not well plotted.
No. It's not.
And there's the Matt and Min, and Matt meets up with Rand, and they're like, They're bros again.
Yeah, I thought it was a little awkward because Matt was like, "Hey, where are all the others?" And Rand's like, "Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah, about that, yeah, yeah,
yeah." And that's it's fine.
But I guess they're not going to travel together because Matt did actually listen to Min saying, "Don't go with Rand" or whatever. Right?
Oh, it's just unnecessary melodrama, right?
Yeah.
Just why not travel together? Why not be buddies and doing like going on an adventure and having an adventure together? It's got to be drama.
There was a lot of that in this episode. There was the whole like Leandrin and her son thing.
I already wiped that from my memory. It was so dumb.
There was all the Moraine and her sister stuff that I just
also didn't care.
And the sandwich kid, you know?
Yeah.
The sandwich king.
The sandwich king, yeah, Barthonis.
So one time when he was a kid. He brought her a sandwich and she was like, this sandwich is so good. And so now, like, I don't know, 30 years later, her mom's having trouble with Moraine. He's like, I got it.
I know what she really likes.
He's been waiting for that. He's been waiting to make her that sandwich for years. He's been planning
He's been working on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfecting his art.
It's silly. It's very silly and unnecessarily melodramatic. You could cut it all out and the story will not have changed.
Yeah.
And also Lan, I guess, we've been getting all these dark friend vibes from Alana and her two fuck warders.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's because they thought Lan was a dark friend.
What?
Like, how did... I don't get how they made that, like, assumption. Where, how?
Nobody
why?
Would
what?
Have ever thought that about Lan.
Yeah, it doesn't make
Lan's
sense.
Lan's the baddest badass. Plus, he's the fucking king of the Malkyrie.
The ultimate undark friend, right?
Yeah.
Dark friend killed, like, literally everybody in his country.
Hasn't he spent, like, his entire life fighting against the dark?
Right. Like, Lan being a dark friend doesn't make any fucking sense, right? Like,
Yeah. He courts death the way a suitor courts a maiden, don't you know?
That's right.
I guess it was just trying to be a red herring, because, like, Alana and her warders were getting progressively... more suspicious.
Yeah, it feels like it's been 2 or 3 episodes, but the Lan is, or we've been getting all these clues that Alana and her warders are dark friends.
And then instead they're
just gonna, I don't know.
I'm excited that Swan's back.
Yeah, that was
good. I don't know if any of that's gonna make any sense, but like, she looks amazing and her presence is great.
So let me make sure I have this right. So Lan told Swan that Moraine is stilled. So Swan is going to Kyrian to, with 14 sisters to ..
Try and fix her, I guess. Because if you can use 13 to still,
it's not about Moraine, it's about the Dragon Reborn.
Oh. Right?
So they're still for Rand.
Or control him or
control
whatever.
Control him, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
Which is what happened in the books at a different time.
Have they ever mentioned that in the show, though? That you need you can use the 13 to still control?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
They've ever mentioned that.
I suspect that they're going to... that's going to be a thing that they're going to reveal.
Sure.
I thought she was just there with all of her posse just to impress him.
They made such a big deal about the number, though,
We're not supposed to know yet, because even Landrum's like, what you up to, Swan? So.
Yeah, 13 Aes Sedai and... and Leanne.
One expendable.
Yeah.
That cloak's looking a little black there.
Yeah, right. We're not saying you're a dark friend, but you're a dark friend.
But also.
So that's what Lan, I think this was going to happen. Lan told Swan that Rand is the Dragon Reborn and he's in Kyrian and they're going after him and Moraine is incidental.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But also there was a whole bit with Egwene and Nynaeve hanging out with Rhyma. The Aes Sedai to figure out, like, just in Falm, trying to figure out what to do.
And that actress was very good.
Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah.
And then she gets caught by the Shanshan.
Which happened in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yep.
Okay, so what's the deal with Loial? I was trying to figure out what he's up to. So he's there with the Shanshan also, right?
Yeah. I don't think he had a single word in the last few episodes. He's just been kind of in the background.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy getting all that makeup on.
That's a lot of makeup to put on to just stand there and do nothing.
Yeah.
But it, like,
paycheck's a paycheck.
So he and Ingtar are, like, running spy shit in Shanshan, pretending to be slaves, I guess.
I guess. Except they definitely are actually slaves, right?
Well, yeah, they definitely... I mean,
they're
Shanshan.
Yeah.
So they took the oaths.
Right.
And now they're Dako Vale.
And, yeah, so Loial's tree singing for them, I guess. Party tricks.
That was a kind of nice scene, actually.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
From Lord of the Rings, when Pippin has to sing for...
Oh, yeah. Sing for the bad guys.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was what it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked how all the party douchebags kind of quieted down and were like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Without the gross tomato eating. That would have been amazing if they'd done that. That would have been a great reference.
So I thought, I mean, I'm going to nitpick right now.
Okay.
That scene where Lan catches up with Swan Sanche in her honestly really cool looking carriage.
Right.
And Swan Sanche just hears from the outside the guard saying, no, stop. And then nothing. And then she gets ready to fight because it sounds exactly like she's being attacked. And then she opens the door and it's just Lan standing there with the guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
What? Why? What? Why did you shoot it that way? Why did you imply that somebody was attacking?
Because they wanted to build
cheap
a drama.
Drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
drama.
Just totally cheap. It makes no sense. Like the minute after it happens, you're like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Because they want to be like, okay, well, Swan has to think she's being attacked. Because what if, guys, she had like a halo of knives around her that she was going to use to attack?
That's a good point. They did get you that sweet halo.
It looked pretty fucking cool, and like that actress was ready to kick some ass if she had to, which was
that
great.
That was neat. It just...
Yes.
It's pointless. It doesn't connect to anything else. Anyway.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was, I would say, not a high point of the series.
No.
Lots of melodrama, lots of stuff that doesn't really make sense.
The farther along we go, though, the more impressed I am by the styling, the costumes.
Fantastic,
yeah. It's incredible.
We were just talking about Swan. When she gets out of the carriage in Kyrian, her outfit is really fucking cool.
She looks amazing. Yeah. Everybody looks amazing. All the details that have gone into the clothing. And I still really like that they're using a lot of actors and actresses we don't know. I looked up the actress who plays Rima because she was so good. She's a Nigerian woman. She has less Instagram followers than I do. Like, they're just it's really cool that they have this international cast of relatively unknown people. I love that they're doing that.
Yeah, agreed.
So that's it for this episode. Next time we'll be back at you with episode 7 of season 2 of The Wheel of Time. I'm Jeff Lake. You can find me at jefflake.info.
I'm Alice Sullivan. That's Bluebonnet Cafe on Instagram.
I'm Andrew Starkman. I still don't have one of those.
If you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please drop us a line at hello@armadillo.club.
We love hearing from you.
Please share us with anybody you think might like us. Please give us good reviews wherever you got this. Please find out how you can give us your dollars at armadillo.club. Please like us in real life.
We're just so likable.
Until next time.
The light illumine you.